This is the word of God in Psalm 34, verse 8. Psalm 34, verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. This is trying to follow in line with what Brother Paul has just mentioned, that we should desire the sincere milk of the Word, if so be that you've tasted that the Lord is gracious. Usually when people list the senses that a human being is equipped with naturally, they name off five: sight, hearing, touch, taste, and smell. You know, some of those senses are far off, and some of them are for close up. We just had a great breakfast. Thank y'all for the cooks, and thanks to Sister Janice for organizing us, and just thanks for the good fellowship and time together. I sure did enjoy it. I was hungry this morning. I was looking forward to a lot of things. In particular, I knew Brother John was bringing that crock pot of cheese grits, and I was looking forward to that. And you know, while I could see that crock pot of cheese grits, I wasn't tasting it. But by the time we gave thanks and I took up a forkful and was tasting it, I wasn't seeing what I was tasting. One was far off, and the other was close up. And here this verse says, use both senses. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. That is, there's a goodness to God personified by the Lord Jesus Christ as a human expression of it, that we are supposed to sense afar off and close up. There's something at a distance that we hope for. Jesus Christ, having laid down His life on the cross, suffered in the darkness, become victor over sin, pronounced it is finished, taken down from the cross and was buried, rose again the third day, stayed with His apostles for 40 days and ascended up on high, He has promised to come back. He's coming back one day. And I don't know when it is. I hope it's today. There's nothing I need to take care of. Would I like to see my grandchildren grown and married? Yeah. Yeah, I would like to see that. Would I like to see maybe even a great-grandchild? I don't know if I'm going to be around that long, but yeah, I would. I'd like to see that. But you know what? I wouldn't hold up the Lord's return 1 hour to see any joy my family might be expecting. Because that is the family. He's the one that thought up family. He's the one that thought up joy. He's the one who is the source of love. When He comes back, everything is going to be all right. It's going to be okay. Your diseases will be healed. Your sins will be gone. Your blame will not exist. Your disappointment will be dissolved. Your joy will be full. Your singing will be just right. Your love will be expressed clearly. Everything's going to be all right when He comes back. Matter of fact, everything's going to be all right when we close our eyes in physical death and go home to Him in spirit. Won't be finished because He intends to raise the bodies of His children glorified. But when this life is o'er and I'm here no more, I'll live on. And let me tell you, it's not going to be living on with something wrong. It's going to be all right. But these things are afar off. This is seeing that the Lord is good. I look at what He's done in the Bible in creation, where He made everything on each of the first 6 days, and He saw that it was good. And then on the seventh He rested, and behold, He saw the works of His hand. It was very good. And I look at that and know that it was good, but that's far off to me. That's at least 4,000 years ago, maybe more. It's something I wasn't around for. But I look and see his marvelous wisdom in how he's made things, see that it was good. I look at the way he brought Israel out of slavery in Egypt. I see that it was good. I look at the way that David was led by the Lord and loved the Lord, and the Lord kept him and raised him up. I see that was good. I can look at the ministry of Elijah, how he called fire down from heaven, and how he raised the widow's son, and how he called for rain back on the earth. I see that was good, but it's all far off. And so you see that the Lord is good. We need that vision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. We are to cry unto the cities of Judah, "Behold your God. O thou that tellest good tidings to Zion." Cry aloud, say, "Be ye lift up." Cry unto the cities of Judah and say unto them, "Behold your God." That's something we need to see. John the Baptist saw the Lord Jesus Christ coming down where he was baptized, where he was baptizing, and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." That's seeing. And we need a vision of God's goodness in creation, in his mercy, even after the fall, and how he made promises and protected and provided for his children. We need to think about his return. That's seeing some of the goodness of God. But this scripture here says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." The preaching that has just gone before, that we are to desire the sincere milk of the word, if so be that you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Now, I can't taste things afar off. I might can imagine them. You know, have you ever started thinking about how you're going to order those ribs and banana pudding, and you can start imagining, and your mouth starts to water, but you're not really tasting it at that point. There's only one way you can taste something, and that's up close. Tasting has to take place in contact with your body. How are you going to do that as far as the Lord is concerned? Well, he's given you some ways to taste his goodness, that is to experience his goodness close up. Let me tell you, I think that's one of the reasons that a couple times a year we have the communion service, is that as that bread is broken, and naturally speaking, a lot of unleavened bread doesn't taste good. I'd say it tastes good here at Union. It does. And the wine, I'm not talking about a natural pleasure here. I'm talking about as you think about what the broken bread means, and you take that little portion of the cup of wine, and then you show the Lord's death till he come. There is something far off that you see his coming, but you're experiencing it close up because you do. The Lord says you show his death until he come. You do this in remembrance of him. And then you do something that's really close up. You get down at the feet of your brother or your sister and you wash their feet as Christ gave us an example. And that's close up. You know close up that as you bow down and wash your brother's and sister's feet, that you are blessed to be doing something that Jesus Christ himself did. You are experiencing his goodness close up. And then the hard part, when you take off your own shoes and somebody bows down at your feet, and brethren whom I know are much better people than me are taking that role, how humbling that is, how hard that is, how much you want to say like Peter, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." But you know that it's an up-close manifestation of the grace that God has shown to you when Jesus Christ went and bled and did something very humble and very demeaning, very humiliating, out of love for you, you're experiencing some little portion of that up close. When you bow among your brothers and sisters and you hear those prayers, it's up close. When you shake hands and embrace one another, bid one another Godspeed, tell one another you love them, that's up close tasting the goodness of the Lord. I hope friendships develop. That's why I appreciate these opportunities for fellowship, like our little suppers 3 times a year, or the breakfast and things like that. Get to know each other on a basis as friends. That's a good thing. But brothers and sisters, it's got to be more than just the time and things we have in common. Some people have common experiences. Some have served in the service. Some have delivered children. Some here have run businesses. Some here have taught school. You know, we've got things that, but our fellowship in Jesus Christ is more and greater than those common life experiences. You know, Brother Jerry Jones and I, Brother Thomas, we all work for the same company. That's something in common, but let me tell you, what they believe and whom they love and follow in Jesus Christ far exceeds working for the same corporation. It really does. That's actually a very minor thing in common in comparison with the fact that we love the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the book that He left for us and the church that He established. That means so much more. And it's up close. I'm waiting for the Lord to return in I don't know how long to come down from heaven. But I see Brother Thomas right across the room. And you know, that is experiencing the goodness of God up close. It's up close. And the two work together. As I think about the Lord coming back one day and raising us all from the graves and the loved ones that I know I love, and then hopefully loved ones I hadn't even met yet that I will love there, you know, thinking about that far off thing makes the things that we do day to day and week to week better, because it shows me the basis of our fellowship and love is greater than anything that's here on earth. On the other hand, as you do the things that are close up, the little things, show up for meeting, open up the songbook, shake hands, pray for one another, sometimes maybe a card, sometimes maybe a call, sometimes maybe a visit, sometimes maybe a dinner together. You know, whatever they are, the little things. Who hath despised the day of small things, the Lord said. And Jesus Christ said, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. Those are important things. And as you do those little things that are up close and small, tasting that the Lord is good, that helps keep your vision clear. In 2 Peter, Peter writes this. He says, and beside this, this is chapter 1 of 2 Peter. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Now, can you see how these things are close up? You add to your faith. You don't start out trying to get faith. The only way somebody has faith is just like Brother Paul preached. You have it when you're born again. And you get it as part of God's gift. If there's that desire in you to taste His graciousness, that's because you're born again. You already have faith. You don't go out and get faith. No human being can go out and acquire faith. They can't. If they've got it, it's because they're born again and they received it in the new birth. But Peter does say, add things to your faith. If you got that desire to seek after God and have fellowship with his people, then you've got faith. And you ought to be diligent. There's a work to this. Add to that faith virtue. Good courage. That is this desire I have to be close to God. I'm going to seek it. May be hard. I may not know what I'm doing. But I'm going to seek it. I'm going to trust in him that he'll guide me. And I don't know what it's going to let me in for. But I'm going to seek the Lord. Virtue. And add to virtue knowledge. Now, to help me on my search, I'm going to try to learn what he would have me do. Get in this book and add knowledge. And then as you're trying to study this book, you learn that it teaches self-control. When you run into times when you don't understand, keep at it. Be patient that way. But control yourself. Don't get angry. Don't just give up. Don't just go away. Don't faint. Temperance. There's a self-control. And to this, add patience. That is, be patient with other people. Keep on enduring yourself and be patient with them. And to patience, add godliness. That is, while you're learning this and self-control, you begin to see what kind of love and gentleness there is in God and goodness. You try to emulate that in your own life. And then to godliness, you add brotherly kindness. Now, trying to be like God, let's try to be good to other folks. And then finally, to brotherly kindness, you add charity, love in action. That's the highest thing. That's the hardest thing. You add that. Because if these things are in you and abound, you're going to have a fruitful life. You'll neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge, and I'm talking about up close knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things, I'm saying all this to show you how the up close tasting helps you with the far off seeing. The far off seeing helps you with the up close tasting because it gives you hope. You know, the reason you can come to meeting Sunday after Sunday and try to stay awake is because you're trying to worship the one that's coming back, the Lord Jesus Christ. So seeing far off helps you with the day-to-day, week-to-week stuff. But now the week-to-week stuff helps you see afar off because he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Does that mean if you don't add all this stuff to your faith that you're no longer cleansed from your sins? No. What in all this world or choices that you make can cause a child of God who has been cleansed of his sins by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to become uncleansed? Tell me. Nothing. There's nothing. You, as the Lord Jesus Christ said, my Father which gave me my sheep is greater than all, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. That means you can't pluck yourself out of the Father's hand. And so you don't become unpurged from your sins. Your sins, once purged by the blood of Jesus Christ, are cleansed forever. But you can forget that, can't you? Does that mean you don't remember it in your mind anymore? I doubt it. You probably remember it. You don't remember it in here. You don't feel it. You don't rejoice in it. You don't taste it. Because you can't see it afar off. When you taste the Lord's goodness with little day-to-day, week-to-week obediences, your vision is clearer. When you see the Lord in his word, then your taste is sharper. You see how those things work together? So we read, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Whether you're experiencing his goodness by that far off view, things are rough now, but he's coming back and it's going to be all right. Or you're experiencing his goodness with that up close experience. This brother or sister loves me for Jesus' sake. Whether it's far off or it's up close, it's still the goodness of God given to us by the grace of Jesus Christ. May God bless you.